I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. Crazy story here today out of Cable in northwest Wisconsin. A black bear with a plastic jar on its head has been freed. More details when we return, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week announced that a black bear observed with its head stuck in a jar in Bayfield, Douglas, and Sawyer counties was successfully freed last weekend by U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services staff near Cable. The DNR partners with USDA Wildlife Services to respond to a variety of wildlife-related damage or nuisance situations, including unique stories like this. Those staffers first learned of a bear with a plastic jar on its head in north-central Sawyer County on Saturday, July 26th. Since it was first seen, it moved nearly 50 miles and was reported multiple times. Staffers set several live traps for the bear, but those efforts ultimately were unsuccessful thanks to the distance the bear was traveling each day. Finally, on Sunday, August 3rd, a trained wildlife professional responded to a timely report of the bear at a private residence and was able to safely dart the bear with an immobilization drug. Once the 70-pound female bear was sedated, Wildlife Services staff were able to cut the jug off the bear and confirm that she was okay. She was feeding in a local berry patch minutes later. From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.